It's Thursday, the 28th of May. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. Today's top story, South Africa stands to lose 5 years of potential economic output due to the shock from the coronavirus pandemic and measures to curb its spread. That's the warning from the Reserve Bank's lead economist, Alex Smith. He warns that economic growth projections have deteriorated to such an extent that South Africa could be in for nearly half a decade of lost output. This means the nation's households and businesses will come under severe strain, with asset growth and profitability in the finance sector likely to be threatened, he said. Most South African banks are likely to report losses in the next year or two, so says Kuben Naidu, the Reserve Bank Deputy Governor and also head of the Prudential Authority, which regulates lenders. He is quoted as saying, "Our financial system is particularly well capitalized and the buffers are sufficiently large. But let me also say, South African banks are not immune to making losses. They are not immune to collapsing." He was speaking at a webinar, and at the same webinar, S&P Global Ratings' Samira Mensah, a director and lead analyst for bank ratings in Africa, said that we expect credit losses to rise to about 1.2% in 2020, so that's quite significantly higher than the 0.7% recorded last year. Total private credit sector to GDP will probably shrink to 80% compared with 87% a few years ago, she said. South Africa plans a $20.5 billion infrastructure program. That was announced by Paul Mashatile, the Treasurer General of the ruling African National Congress, in a speech to London's Chatham House. The program, says Bloomberg, will focus on network industries such as rail and ports, energy, broadband, connectivity, water, sanitation, and human settlements. And it's aimed at creating jobs for young South Africans, says Mashatile. South African Airways can still be saved if it gets the necessary funding. That's the word from the state-owned airlines administrators, who said they were talking to the government about a potential restructuring. The comments were seen by Reuters in a letter to affected parties. And this marks a shift in tone from a recent appearance before a parliamentary committee when the administrator said a wind-down of the business was a probable outcome. Reuters reports that SAA has been fighting for its survival since entering business rescue, which is a local form of bankruptcy protection. Earlier on Wednesday, the administrators had denied that SAA was aiming to resume flights in mid-June between Johannesburg and Cape Town. They said that they had not vetted the statement from SAA. They said that the position around the cessation of flights remains as is until SAA has a better sense of what the Level 3 lockdown means in terms of domestic air travel. Woolworths on Wednesday scrapped its 2020 dividend and said it was reviewing its Australian Asian property assets as the retailer battles tough conditions created by the COVID-19 pandemic. Non-food retailers globally have been heavily impacted by lockdowns and face a grim future in the near term as consumers cut discretionary spending to cope with the economic fallout of the pandemic. Woolworths, which was struggling before COVID-19 struck the globe, has seen its turnovers shrink by about 20%. It says the health crisis has affected performance in all its markets, South Africa, Australia and New Zealand. Woolies lost just under 2% of its value on the JSE by the end of trading on Wednesday. Other losers on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange were gold miners Sibanye-Stillwater, Goldfields and AngloGold, which each shed between 3 and 4%, while Netcare recovered ground yesterday, making an appearance in the top 5 performers on the JSE, with an improvement of about 6% in its stock price. Finally, a look at how the rand has been doing. Late on Wednesday, 17 rand and 46 cents would get you one US greenback, 21 rand and 34 cents would get you one British pound, while 19 rand and 13 cents was trading for 1 euro. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.